You're on the Vibe Consultant, and you'll be with me, Elysium, for the next half an hour. Hello and welcome to 3CR Today. You're tuned into a very special broadcast for Trans Day of Audibility, or Visibility, if you can see us, but radio you cannot see us, so it's Audibility for today. My name's Elysium. You're going to be spending the next hour with me. I'm kind of hosting the music segment of today's event, and we are very lucky to have the beautiful Chloe Ellison Escort joining us for a live in-house performance today. Thank you so much for joining us, Chloe.
Thanks for having me. It's a real honor to be here for this. It's a really, really cool event, and I'm really proud to be part of it.
That's great. Thank you. We're like over the moon to have you here today. If you don't know Chloe, she is part of the very kind of famous little cult following there, post-punk group The Native Cats, which was the first song that you heard just prior to this, so that might have rang your bell. But today you're going to be performing more of your solo work, and it's much more stripped back than your duo stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think, you know, the difference is there.
The set that I'm playing today is, you know, like it's what I've been doing for like as long as I've been writing music, really, which is it's like a, you know, solo piano and vocal set. I've got a really, really nice piano here, and I haven't actually been able to play like do a performance on a real like live piano in a really long time, and I'm really happy about that. It's just, you know, it's a mode that I really, really like to work in, that very like, I don't labels aren't always helpful, but sometimes they are. Like, I really do, you know, like a sort of, I really like working in that kind of just stripped back singer-songwriter kind of tradition in a way. I my last solo album came out in 2020 called Stars Under Contract. That was just entirely piano and vocal, and I was really happy to be able to kind of stick with that concept in a way, and kind of have this idea of it being like there's a John Cale live album called Fragments of a Rainy Season, which is just him like playing live on little bit of guitar, but it's mostly just him on piano like playing songs from throughout his whole career. And I really like the idea of like trying to get that kind of sound and like playing songs that kind of sounded like at some point they had like a fuller, you know, big full band arrangement. And just like, I don't know, there's a certain kind of freedom that comes with that, of just like, you know, really, really holding back a lot, but like suggesting that there's a lot more there. And that's kind of what are we doing today as well.
Yeah, that'll be great to see live. It's a wonderful album and it's got like 10, maybe more little tracks on it. So it's definitely something you've been working on. It seems like it would have been years and years of work put together.
Yeah. That album that was like, it was, I would say maybe about half songs that I had written in like many years prior, just whenever a song came to mind. But then like there were quite a few more that like as soon as I had the recording date locked in, because yeah, I just recorded it in a day with my friend Evelyn Morris, at a studio up here. And yeah, like as soon as I had that recording date locked in, that inspired me to write a few more, and that was really exciting to do as well.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about all your music is just your wonderful witty lyrics. Does that change from writing for your solo work compared to your duo work, or does it? It seems like it prevails in any of the work that you do.
I've always felt that my lyrics like. I don't know if they come across as conversational to anybody else, but they've always felt very conversational to me. They feel like the kinds of things that, you know, in some form would be, you know, what I would come out of a conversation. Like often they come out of just sitting alone and talking to myself a little bit, just like kind of talking out loud through things that I'm going through, things that I'm thinking about. And often there'll just be like a turn of phrase that comes through that way. And I think a certain kind of what feels to me like conversational lyrics, that's kind of a constant, but I feel like they're different kinds of conversations in different kinds of environments. Like I'm, you know, certainly in the Native Cats, like sort of taking more of a, like, not necessarily confrontational, but certainly like, you know, maybe just like a louder, more strident conversation, and this is yeah, like I guess my solo work, it's kind of, you know, it's more just, I don't know,
softer, maybe a softer,
yeah, little bit just like a lot more, certainly a lot more vulnerable and a lot more exposed in a way. There's like there's a song that I'll be playing later on called Half Moon, which is like, I wrote it during a session, like a recording session I had with Ev Morris like a while ago, and the kind of what a lot of that song is about is, it was me feeling like I only really felt safe being kind of really, really super vulnerable in my lyrics. Like if I was like doing a Native Cat show and just like standing tall and powerful and like a really, you know, big, heavy kind of sound behind me, and how like it sort of felt like it felt less safe and a bit more dangerous in a way to like really, really be vulnerable and expose myself like in these sort of more stripped back songs. Like it's kind of, yeah, like I don't have like a really heavy, powerful kind of musical backing behind me, and so it's like I'm sort of defenseless in all ways, and kind of realizing that, and you know, trying to be brave enough to do it anyway, I guess.
Well, you certainly are brave enough to do it, because you're about to do it for us.
I suppose I have committed to it and flown up here and everything, I guess. Sure.
So I think on that note, would you like to introduce the first song that you're going to play for us, and let's get into it.
I have not decided what the song I'm going to play is. I've just tapped out on my phone a list of like songs that I want to play today, which is more than I usually do. Like a solo live show for me is usually like I walk up and I play one song, and then I ask everybody if anybody first of all knows what any of my songs are, and then if they have any preferences to what they'd be. Because like I don't know. Like it's different. Like, you know, the Native Cats, obviously being a band, we have like a, you know, like a very sort of, you know, like it's certainly like a finite repertoire of songs that we both know and have, you know, rehearsed within the last couple of years. this is like, I don't know, this is like, I'm just drawing from my kind of my whole life. So like, I don't know, I'll
surprise us.
I'll start with something. I will surprise myself and then you.
Sounds good. Well, this is, yeah, Chloe Alison Escott, and they're going to perform some of their solo work live.
It's real, it's authentic, and it hugs you, and it loves you for you. And that's what I think 3CR is. It's your best friend that doesn't care what you look like, how you sound, how you dress, how you move. It's going to accept you and love you as you are.
All right, I'm going to start with the song that I was just talking about. That seems appropriate. It seems like a, you know, correct order to do things in. This is called Half Moon. Walk lines for luck, walk lines for practice. I've got to be diamond and gold to reveal anything. If I'm open, life is no better for being sliced, for living every part of it twice. And I should have known better than to say I was alright. I get sliced, I've played every dead character twice. Give me all your worst advice, your worst advice. I'm going to be playing a few songs that are on stars under contract and a few new ones as well. I'm still really figuring out the arrangement for them. So I don't know how long it'll take for me to ever record these, but you know, I'll play them now. This one's called Stand and Deliver. Soul needs forgiving. Dead trees here stand taller than the living. I've been to hell and I didn't see your clothesline anywhere. Heavy drivers talk tenderly on UHF channel 40, it's fine. I just don't feel included. I sang from a different part of my chest every night of the tour. I never lit up the same lobe twice. I'm swinging out of a terrible fever. I left the fight on the ice. Stand and deliver. Kick me off the bridge and watch me float down the river. I'm so tired of seeing you in this mirror. I want to see you in others. Please stand, please, I'm begging you, deliver. Kick me off the bridge and watch me jet boat down the river. I sang from a different part of my chest every night of the tour. I never lit up the same lobe twice. I'm clinging tight to a terrible fever. I spread the fight from the ice. I sang from a different part of my chest every night of the tour. I never lit up the same lobe twice. I'm clinging tight to a terrible fever. I spread the fight from the ice. Thank you. This is the thing about playing these like on an actual, you know, physical wooden strings and hammers piano is like playing with my back to absolutely everybody who's in the room watching, which is I has mixed feelings, you know, like I these you know, I don't know. These feel like sustained eye contact kind of songs. I tell a lie, I don't like eye contact. I don't know. Maybe someone will cover these songs, but they will look directly into your eyes while playing them and they'll become much more successful of them as a result. What to play now? All right. Thank you. hit the lights like rain, and rise from the lights like steam. I'm an intrusive thought, I've been extinguished before. Rotating objects in my mind, but the frisson is gone. I'm so touched, you really thought you'd fold the car tonight. There's a hassle at my core, it's been extinguished before. Press me up against the wall and trace the shapes on me. There's something else, and it's stranger than death. There's something else, and it's stranger than death. There's something coming, and it's stranger than death.
Sorry.
There's something coming, and it's stranger than
strange to get a chord wrong near the end and then like apologize for getting a chord wrong near the end. I don't owe you anything. Don't owe you perfection. Don't owe you a perfect recreation of the chords I played on the album. I'm taking this song new places. They might not work, but they might be a little unsatisfying, but what in this life isn't? From time to time, makes the flecks of gold in the rough that much more satisfying. Loose buttons on the road, a feather in a vine. Does something have to change every time you walk by? Must the handrail ring? Must the mirror turn face to you? Is it sacrilege to build a factory to which you won't return? A-C-C-E-P-T-A-N-C-E. A-C-C-E-P-T-A-N-C-E. I'm gonna take a ride to the country, take a wife, start a diary. troublet. A-C-C-E-P-T-N-C-E. 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 Summer, it was night, it was 2003. It was Excelsis, the bully and the mist. And the girl at the door, she stamped, declined on everybody's wrists. Baby, it came true. Our CDs don't sell like they used to. We're just two magpies in a peacock's economy. This is very new. I definitely haven't finished it yet. any sound can become any other sound. There's so many ways this can go, but I'm on a train to you. I'm on a train to you. Is there a part of yourself that you can't rate yourself so? I'm on a train to you. I'm on a train to you. It's the part where neither of us speaks, so this is not the part that we'll remember. She said she'd like to call you, so you buy a phone, and this is still your number. Do a cover now, because this is a song that I really love. It's originally by a band called Senor Chinaro, and it's called Babieca. La noche pasada soñé que Marcia iba a desaparecer. La noche pasada soñé que Marcia iba a desaparecer. La noche pasada soñé Granada ya no existía, ni rastro de Almería. La noche pasada soñé, no sé para qué, no sé para qué me desperté. Tu voz me sacaba del catre, me decía que fuera
terra. Tu vos ves acabar el catre, yo atravesaba Alicante. Diez tierras hubiera delante, conocerían mi espada. Más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca que yo aquí no hay. Mi espada la tizona y mi caballo babieca, mi espada era tizona, tu era doña Jimena. Crucé el desierto de pena que parecía Arizona. Más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca que yo aquí no hay, más babieca.
Johnny and Jeannie are happy to see me. I never asked them, and they never tell me. They live in a lighthouse. They live in a dream, and the dream didn't want me. It's alright, it's alright outside. At the audition, everybody cried. We're crossing a line. Outside of my body, everything is fine.
Thank you so much for having me on and letting me perform like this. I really love getting to play these kinds of shows. Now I'd love to play more of them. I love playing piano. I love singing like this, and I love being here on on 3CR for this Trans Day of Audibility event. It's real, yeah, really proud to be part of it. I'm going to play one more song and then all right. A little bit more of a chat. I do not know if these are the right chords, but it's too late now. I know the soul by its presence in others. I can turn on a ride like my brothers. I float an inch above the land. I bury cheap gifts in the sand. Evil on tin, such a sweet familiar sound. This party's unforgivable, sure I'll stick around. I know the soul by its presence in others. I know the soul by its presence in all others. Density, and I know the shape of the soul by its presence in others, and the soul by its presence in all others. That it was. Thank you.
You're listening to 855 AM.
Slacker Radio. Say goodbye to the work week.
With Jordan.
And Tilda.
Anti-work.
Anti-poverty.
Anti-fascist.
Pro-worker.
Pro-union.
Pro-guitar.
5:30 p.m. every first and third Friday of the month. Live on 3CR Community Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us back at 3CR. That was our very amazing, incredible live performance for Trans Audibility Day by Chloe Allison Escott. Thank you so much for that performance. It was mesmerizing, and I can assure you that everyone was glued to the back of you.
Thank you. I had my back to everybody, but you know, like I can just assume that it's going a certain point.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody in the audience could look elsewhere because it was just a extremely intimate performance. I feel like you really allow a lot of insight behind your music and lyrics and life. So, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to get into a few little questions if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll do my best.
My very first one, a few people were curious about this one, is so you're from Tassie, or you live in Tassie at the moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you grow up in Tassie?
I did, yeah, yeah. I've lived there all my life, yeah.
And how did you find growing up in Tassie and also being a trans woman in Tassie at the moment?
Yeah, so I didn't know that I was trans for a long time. I didn't, you know or suspect or anything for a long time. And so I was just kind of like muddling through a bit of a strange and disconnected life for a while. I figured it out and started transitioning and sort of like coming out to people when I was 30. I'm 39 now, so it's quite a long time ago, but it's been overall I can only speak for my personal experience of it, but it's been good. It's been chill. We just have like a, you know, it was always a just a, like been certainly a really supportive like arts community and things like that. Like it was, yeah, like, you know, it being almost a decade ago that I came out, like certainly my memory of it at the time, kind of being in sort of like music and art scenes down there at the time, was that like it certainly felt like an overwhelmingly cis and straight kind of like scene at that time, but like everybody was, you know, like very welcoming and supportive, and you know, but like, yeah, you know, that's not always enough to just have like everybody say like that's fine, like you still want someone to, you know. Like I remember in particular there was a Native Cat show that we played. I think like I'd been out for about like a year or two at that point, and it was our first show in a little while, and I was a little bit like, I kind of hadn't had much practice in a while singing, and I hadn't thought to like do warm-ups before I started, and my voice just like gave out about halfway through the show. If the rest of it, like, it was just kind of like, yeah, really, like my voice was just, it was just cracking, breaking all over the place, and I was really, really unhappy about it. And I remember getting off stage and just having nobody to talk to in that room on that night, like who I felt would really understand, like this really, really messed me up. Like it was just like a really like public sort of dysphoric experience to like have my voice that I like to, you know, like that I like to exercise a lot of control over, just like completely falling to bits. And like, you know, and like people that I spoke to afterwards were just like, it's like, Chloe, that was really good. Like your voice sounded so like, so raw. Like, and I was like, that's not what I wanted. I wanted it to be, you know, have like the wanted it to be this really like, you know, well-directed, smooth, beautiful kind of thing. I didn't want it to sound rough. And I just remember like not having anybody in that room that night who I felt would really
relate,
understand that. And that has changed. That has changed so much. In Tassie over the last decade. Like, you can't attribute it to any one thing. Like, it's certainly just like, you know, queer visibility in general has been, you know, just like more and more prominent in, you know, like large spaces and small spaces alike. In particular, I remember really feeling like things were changing when there's a local band called Slag Queens. They started out in Launceston and moved down to Hobart after a little while. And like when they did, and them being like a really, really like out and openly sort of queer band, they started getting like a whole lot of people coming to their shows who I didn't feel had sort of really been coming to kind of like just DIY underground music kind of shows before. And that really kind of changed. That felt to me like that was part of like a big change for things. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it feels really, really good to be making music in that space now.
That's great. I guess that kind of touches on, yeah, another question that I had, which is obviously you were already part of the Native Cats prior to transitioning.
I was, yeah.
To a degree, I guess your transition was maybe like not public, but in the public eye to a degree. How did you feel the music community and also fans kind of, yeah, dealt with that? And
yeah, it was an interesting time because I kind of transitioned through the band in a way, or at least like very much using the band as like a bit of a stage for that in a way. There was like a, I think it was about like a year and a half, like that long a duration of time before I like really, really kind of accept myself and like change my name and come out to everybody. I decided just like on a whim once that I really wanted to start wearing dresses for our shows, and just like and it was strange how I kind of rationalized that to myself at the time. It was just like, I've been looking for like a good, like a cool stage look, and this seems to suit me. Let's not examine that too much further. And I don't know, it was like a little bit of an awkward time, just like always just like having to, you know, like just go backstage to change, like right before we went on every single time we played a show. And of course, like, you know, us being like a, you know, playing a lot of pubs, by backstage I mean just like just going to the toilets somewhere. Like just it was a bit of an awkward time, just like, you know, to be dressing that way, but just like to not have any real like identity to attach to that at all. And of course, like sometimes I wonder how differently that would have gone if it had been in a kind of scene, in a kind of time where like people have, you know, like really kind of like would have asked me questions about it, or like prodded me a bit about it, or like, but that just like, everybody was so just like, okay, we're just not going to say a word about this. Sure, okay. And I don't know, I was kind of almost desperate to talk to someone about it, so I was kind of a little bit annoyed sometimes that nobody asked me any questions about it. But yeah, I still kind of want to honor that awkward time in a way, because like I think people often do when they're figuring out their queerness, their transness or whatever, like they're always, this is like a bit of like an awkward landing spot. No, like, you know, I'm not gonna say that like nobody just like wakes up one day and realizes that they're trans or that they're queer, because people absolutely do just go from like, you know, oh, everything's fallen into place all of a sudden. But like actually making that real in your life and in your world and in your presentation and in like your friendship group and your community, and just like having people know that about you and get you, and like that is often like a really awkward and bumpy thing that can feel really, really bad when you're trying to like figure out what you want to look like, figure out like, you know, do you want to get a haircut that actually like immediately says something to people, or like, I don't know. Yeah, it was certainly bumpy, and then it was still bumpy like even after I, you know, like, you know, came out and changed my name and everything. But yeah, like I don't know how it would have gone for me if I hadn't had this band, and if I hadn't had this particular band that gave me so much confidence to like to just stand up there looking like I do and sounding like I do. And yeah, it was really important to me, and it continues to be really important to me even now that I am like a lot more confident in my presentation and all of that. Yeah. My identity.
Yeah, it's definitely very amazing to watch the Native Cats live, and you do have this real stage presence and confidence. So would have just been so raw to see that through the developing and transitioning
stage. Yeah, which is so like one of like of all those like, you know, slept like that awkward period that I was talking about, like one of the shows in that time was at the Sydney Opera House. There was a Repressed Records showcase, I think it was, in like Vivid 2014. And like there is this shot of me like playing for like 800 people in the Joan Sutherland Theatre at the Sydney Opera House with just like my, you know, just short cropped hair and a like Dangerfield dress or whatever. And it like just all of those photos from that night, like it just looks to me like I'm just like coming out there and saying to hundreds of people, just like, well, I don't know what this is about, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then there's just this like, you know, just room full of punks just like, yep, sure. Let us know if you want to do any pronoun business or anything. No, not yet. Okay, cool, cool.
Well, it sounds like it's been like actually a rather beautiful experience.
It's been a life. It's been an interesting life.
Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there, cross over to our next show. But thank you so much for coming in live.
Oh, thank you. This has been so nice, all of this. And I'm really glad that you're doing this. This show, it's a really beautiful idea, and really honored to be a part of it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It's been our pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful music with us and a bit of insight about your life. So thank you so much for that, and we hope to have you here soon again.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, we are going to go to our next segment for Trans Audibility Day, and we're going to pass over to Priya, who is talking trans people that have been incarcerated. Thank you so much.
3CR is radical radio, and that means more than just alternative current affairs and political coverage.
We're radical because we're an independent media outlet owned and operated by the community.
We're radical because we give communities the control of their own shows with their own music in their own languages.
We're radical because we provide a media platform for communities to build their own power to create social change.
Become a subscriber and support Radical Radio. Call us on 03 9419 8377, or subscribe online at 3cr.org.au/subscribe.
You've been with The Vibe Consultant, and if you want to listen back or see the full track list, check out 3cr.org.au. Catch you next week at 3 p.m. on a Thursday.